الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله دي بيوز اوف مدني شانل another fresh episode another new episode of our program Repentance. We are bringing this program for you to discuss about repentance, to develop an awareness regarding repentance, this concept of repentance, and clarifying many ambiguities that people may have in their minds regarding repentance. The main purpose, of course, is to understand repentance better and implement, adorn our characters with this beautiful trait. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, again, there's a very beautiful verse of the Quran that we will be talking about, and then we will derive some madani pearls from it in regards to repentance. And we'll also touch upon the fact that why do we actually sin? What is the, what are those causes because of which we end up going towards sins, towards the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before that, as per our normal routine, let's first of all listen to a virtue of reciting Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said that undoubtedly Allah Almighty has appointed an angel to my grave who has been given the ability to hear the voice of every creation. Hence, whosoever recites Salat upon me until the day of judgment, he, meaning that angel, presents to me that person's name along with his father's name and says that so-and-so has recited Salat upon you this time. So-and-so, son of so-and-so, has recited Salat upon you. So we come to know, dear viewers of Madani channel, that how fortunate are those who recite Durood in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that their name along with their parents' name, their father's name, is being presented in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. What a great moment of pride that would be when our names will be presented in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam along with our father's name. How proud moment that would be for us. How blessed moment that would be for us. There wouldn't be anything more precious than this that we could dream of. So those who recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet, they are blessed with this honor. And another beautiful Madani pearl we learn from this hadith is that an angel that is appointed at the blessed shrine of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, at the blessed grave of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he's been given the power, the ability to hear the voices of the entire creation. If he is deputed upon this service, upon the shrine of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he has this power, then imagine the power of the master upon whose grave this angel has been deputed to serve him. Imagine the amount of power he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a servant has certain authorities, then the authorities of his master would be a lot more than that. There would be many fold. There would be to a greater extent. So when an angel who's appointed to serve the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam at his grave, imagine his power is such that he can hear the voices of the entire creation, then imagine the power of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he has been given from the court of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today we'll be talking about verse number 25 of Surah Shura, in which we've been again encouraged to repent. Allah Almighty says in verse number 25 of Surah Shura, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, meaning that and it is He who accepts repentance from His people and forgives sins and knows whatever you do. So if we look at this verse, then in this verse there is glad tiding as well as warning, as well as admonition, meaning that in the beginning of this verse, we are being told that it is He who accepts repentance from His people. What a beautiful glad tiding that Allah Almighty is the acceptor of repentance. Then it is being told that He forgives sins. He is the forgiver of the sins. Again, beautiful glad tiding. And towards the end, it is stated that, and He knows whatever you do. This also serves as an admonition for us, as a warning for us that if we commit sins, Allah Almighty knows what we do. Now, in the commentary of this verse, it is stated that in this verse, it has been said that those people who repent from their disbelief and their transgressions, their wrongdoings, their sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their repentance. Why? Because it is the majesty, the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He Almighty accepts the repentance of every sinner, regardless of how big a sinner he may be. And by the virtue of this repentance that this sinner or disbeliever makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. So, O people, whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware over them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. So He Almighty will reward you over your pious deeds and punish you over your sins, over your wrongdoings. So we come to know that glad tidings along with admonition, they have collectively been told to us in this beautiful verse. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember that it is a great mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts the repentance of His servants, of His bondsmen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after accepting their repentance, He Almighty forgives him. Now, after mentioning the glad tidings of acceptance of repentance in this verse, the sinners, they have been persuaded, they've been encouraged to repent. They've not only been told that this is the case, that Allah Almighty accepts repentance, they've also been encouraged that when Allah Almighty is accepting repentance, and after accepting repentance, Allah Almighty forgives the sins, then we should repent in the court of Allah Almighty. We're being encouraged and persuaded in this verse to also go towards repentance. At another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that, do they not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who accepts the repentance of His people? So again, we are being told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who accepts the repentance of the people. If that is the case, then we should be inclined towards repentance, because no one else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts repentance. It is only Allah Almighty who can forgive us. So we should repent wholeheartedly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, whenever a sin is committed by any Muslim, then what should he do? He should repent wholeheartedly and sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The noble scholars, the honorable scholars, they have stated that repenting over every single sin is wajib. It is obligatory. And the reality, the essence of repentance is that the person, he refrains from that very sin, from that very wrongdoing, and the sin which has been committed, the person, he becomes embarrassed over it, he becomes remorseful over it, and he makes a firm intention from abandoning that sin in future again. And in case the rights of people were involved in committing that sin, then those rights also need to be expiated for, those rights also be need to be made up for. So this is the essence of repentance. This is the reality of repentance. So what we need to make sure is that we need to look at those wrongdoings that were committed by us, and we need to evaluate that how are we going to make up for them. For example, there are certain things that we do in this world and we make a plan for it, that this is how we are going to plan this. For example, many people go on holidays. So what they do is, before going on the holidays, they draw a plan for themselves that, okay, this is what we need to carry with us. This is these are the places that we will visit over there. This is what we will do over there. Day one plan, day two plan, day three plan, so on and so forth. Similarly, if you adopt the same approach in repentance as well, then we need to draw a map, draw a plan over here as well, that, okay, now I'm going to go towards repentance as it has been encouraged in the Quran at several places, and also in this verse number 25 of Surah Shura, which we are going through at the moment. So now that I'm going to repent, let's draw a map first. Let's draw a plan first, and let's start noting down the sins that we can recall, and then try to conclude and come to a conclusion to see that all the sins that we've listed down that we could recall, that are they comprising of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are any of them also involving of the rights of the people? Then we need to look into that sin A, sin B, sin C, sin D, all these things, which one of them require us to pay the rights of people which have been violated? Which of these sins require us to only repent in the court of Allah Almighty? Which of these sins are those that we need to make up for them? For example, missed salah, missed fast. And this is how we need to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ensure that our repentance meets all these conditions, all these prerequisites. This way, our repentance will be deemed as valid and as sincere and true repentance. Because if any of the fundamental elements and prerequisites are missing from our so-called repentance, where we don't repay the rights of people, then of course our repentance will not be valid. So this is the approach that we need to adopt when it comes to repenting. As this professional approach, you can say in a way, or sophisticated approach, would inshallah azza wa jal, ensure that being a human being, we have done everything on our side, on our part, to make sincere repentance. If we don't carry this approach, and if we just, for example, spend only 5 seconds thinking about, okay, what sins did I commit? Okay, this, that, and within 5 seconds we are done, and we're like, okay, you know, these are all the sins that I could have thought about, and now I'm repenting, you know, collectively over all of them, and then starting to think that I've done my bit for sincere repentance, then this wouldn't be valid, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. We need to take due care when we are thinking about the sins, and then, of course, fulfilling the dues of that repentance as well. So this is how our repentance will become sincere. Now, let's talk about what is the fundamental reason that we get inclined towards sins. What is that basic reason which makes us go towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then it is something that has been mentioned at the end of this verse, which we keep neglecting, which we keep forgetting. What was it? وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Now, if you think about it and keep this concept in view, that all our hidden and apparent matters, all our hidden and apparent actions, whatever we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of them. So if we have this concept firmly embedded in our minds and we truly believe in this, then inshallah azza wa jal, this will help a great deal in refraining from sins. This will help us a great deal to stay away from sins. For example, at a traffic light, when the signal is red, why don't we drive our car past a red signal? Because there's a camera over watching us. And we know that the camera is watching us. Because of that, we abide by these traffic rules. And rightly so. And when we are in front of other people, we don't tend to commit sins openly. Why? Because we know that other people are watching us. But now, when we are alone, then we forget the fact that no matter how much we hide ourselves from other people, no matter how many curtains we draw, no matter how many doors we shut, still we can never escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are always under the sight of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty is always watching us. Allah Almighty is aware of our deeds. If we firmly develop this concept in our minds, that inshallah zawajal, this will help us a great deal in saving ourselves from sins. And it is perhaps weakness in believing in this concept that leads us towards sins. Otherwise, why would we do so? At another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do whatever you want. Undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching all your affairs. And at another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah Almighty is aware of the dishonesty of your eyes. And Allah Almighty also knows what you hide in your heart, in your chests. So nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this further discussion on this topic, where we come to know that our sins cannot harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. Our obedience and worshipping Him cannot benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. We cannot benefit Allah Almighty in any way. We cannot harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. This command of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from sins is for our own good, for the elevation of our own ranks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even provides the disbelievers with sustenance. Allah Almighty also provides sustenance to the sinners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to even those who do not even believe in Him. No one's sins can harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one's pious deeds can benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mercy is ever encompassing over everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is free from dependency of anyone. In fact, everyone else is dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is dependent to Allah Almighty. So keep this fact in your mind that the command of obeying Allah Almighty and the command of staying away from sins, this can neither benefit Allah Almighty, this can neither harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are blessed with so many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a man who is drowned in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, is it befitting for him to disobey Allah Almighty? Is it befitting for him to keep sinning and keep committing wrongdoings and staying away from repentance? No, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful to us, when He Almighty is forgiving, the most forgiving He is, the most merciful He is, so it is also required on our side to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly from every single sin, making sure that we meet every single condition of tawbatun nasuh, of sincere repentance, and we lead our lives in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in case, being a human being, we end up committing a sin, then we need to come towards repentance straight away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives a person once he makes sincere repentance. And then keep this fact, keep this concept firmly embedded in your minds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. He Almighty is watching me at all times. I cannot escape Him. So when this concept is firmly embedded in our minds, then of course this would help us to stay away from sins and tread upon the path of piety, upon the path of pious deeds. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be among those who appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which He has showered upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be amongst those who repent wholeheartedly and sincerely in His court. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
Oh, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Guide me. Have forgive me.